Hey guys, welcome to another episode of SRP, the Sexy Real Estate Recruiting Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Matt Vai. Of course, I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the ambassador of Flow. I'm going to be
guiding
all these questions.
You pause in the beginning, and every time I'm like, he wants me to jump in and say sexy real estate. You never want me to. All right.
I want people to be like, what did I click on again? Oh, yeah, he just told me.
That's exactly right. Dramatic effect.
So, Matt, what are we going to be talking about today? I did it there again.
So, we're gonna discuss the three things that you got to have in place before you start trying to set appointments. These are the three things that you need to make sure that you have. There's actually some more, but these are things that I think that if you get them in place and you start asking real questions about these, it's going to open some of the doors to the other things that you need to make sure you have in place in order to be able to win.
Gotcha. So, if you're serious about recruiting,
right,
these are three must-haves.
It's a good, great place to start.
I like it.
Great place to start.
All right, guys, before we dive into it, make sure you hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you're listening or watching us on. Also, this is a great time to go to prospectboomerang.com, sign up for a free account, and then join over on the left in the groups, the free Real Estate Recruiting Mastermind. This is where we dive into to a little bit more, you know, on these topics that we have from the podcast. It gives you an opportunity to ask us some questions directly, and we just get to know you a little bit. So,
getting started on the VIP list, I got to throw something in there with that, right? So of course, we look at the stats on everything that's going on with all the stuff that, right? Because that's who we are. And within 24 hours of the newsletter for December going out, a third of the people had opened it and clicked on at least two things. That's boss.
Yeah,
that's pretty
seriously. It's super boss, and that just goes to show how much value is in there, because this isn't the first time that we've sent it out.
Yeah.
Right? And so, everyone continues to open it, and we're grateful for that, of course.
Yep, of course.
But we say it all the time. We just want to be part of your win.
Absolutely.
And that's what that newsletter and that VIP list and the group is all about.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to guide us through.
Let's
here.
Let's go, man.
I'm going to have that flow.
Jump in.
What's the number one thing that we got to have? You got to think what are we recruiting?
Right.
So we're recruiting.
Yeah. So sometimes sometimes I feel bad whenever I say the term weaponize. Right.
Yeah.
So we talk about weaponizing things sometimes because it kind of has a brash connotation. It's accurate, right? Taking great information and weaponizing
it's my
right?
gift.
Going into battle, right? So. So I thought the flow was your gift.
Well,
do you have two gifts?
On the podcast, but in business.
Oh, I got you. All right.
I'm pretty good at telling jokes.
Dropping the punchline. So I talk about weaponizing it all the time. So this kind of falls in that same vein, right? Because I call this a hit list. Whenever I talk to people, I just say, who's your hit list? I don't want you hitting anybody, right? That's not what it is. But it is absolutely the people that you want to constantly be in touch with. That's your warm and your hot, right? That's the people that you got to have that developed relationship with so that you always have that consistent pipeline. The only way we compound profitability is if we have a consistent pipeline, period, right?
That's exactly right. That's right. With anything, with sales and anything recruiting and
anything, right? So you got to have a hit list, right? And it's got to be a complete hit list, okay? Yeah. So don't just we talk to people all the time, and everybody says they've got a list that they're in contact with. You ask them how many people they're contacting on a regular basis and what type of value they're delivering and all that kind of stuff and everything, and then you actually ask them for the list.
Yeah.
And it's some incomplete shit if I've ever seen it in my life. I'm just gonna okay. Not with everybody,
quick.
Okay? So yeah. I'm not talking about everybody, but they don't have home addresses. They don't have. Are you gonna send a handwritten note to their office, really?
Yeah.
So they don't have phone numbers, office phone number, and their cell phone number. How are you gonna text them the link to something that is beneficial for them when you quickly come across it a great article that was really helpful that made you think of them? How are you gonna quickly get that over to them? Right, so
Pony Express.
There you go. So you have to have complete information, right? And it's all got to be in the same place. So you got to make sure that you have all of it. So,
what kind of information?
Right. Just so. Like- Yeah, so you want their name, you want their production, you want whether their production is going up or going down.
Yep.
You want their list to buyer ratio. You want to make sure that you have their home address, like we said, if I didn't say that already, you know, their phone number, their fax number, if they got one, just kidding. Their QR code, I give Ben a hard time about QR codes all the time. So
I'm
everything,
coming around, guys.
Everything, their website, their, anything that you, that they're using to do business with, you want to make sure that you have all of those things so that you're not asking them for any of that. It's really comforting to them whenever you say, can I send something over to you? Can I send it to the email address that is benambassadortoflow@yahoo.com, right? They want to know that they're important enough that you've done your research, right? What social media are they on, right? Be, you know, don't be creeper creeperson on them, but know what social media they're on, right? Because some people, you know, they're gonna, if you try to hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, dude, it's gonna be a long time before I respond back, right? That's just the way that I am. But if it's on LinkedIn, man, I'm right there. I'm there all the time, right? That's the one that I like. So if somebody's trying to recruit me, they better go to LinkedIn, right?
Yep.
I'm not unique in that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you gotta have that information. So put it all in a spreadsheet. We've talked about this before. Put it on a damn index card. We don't care where you put it. Just keep it all in one place, right?
Hey guys, this podcast is powered by Prospect Boomerang.
We all know broker owners struggle with profitability. Prospect Boomerang compounds your profits by recruiting the best agents to your brokerage.
For consistent growth, visit prospectboomerang.com. Yep. And so, you know, we know who we're going after. You know, so the second thing is, you know, knowing who we are ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We got to know who we are ourselves. Let me say one more thing about our hit list.
Okay.
Where they are currently, mm-hmm. knowing a little bit about where they are currently. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to put on your Inspector Clouseau hat and the funny cigar thing that people smoke on and walk to the door and get all the information and steal somebody's commission plan and all that crap.
Yeah, the big question mark pipe.
That's right. That's right. You don't need all that. But you do need to have an idea of where they are. Look at their presence that the company has that they're with. Okay. So I know what some people are saying right now. You know, I just want to pick up the phone and I just want to call them, you know, and I don't need all this other information.
Yeah.
There are so many people that I picked up the phone and called and did not give me the time of day the first time that I talked to them.
Yep.
Second, third, fourth, fifth time I talked to them, all of a sudden they wanted to have more of a conversation.
Yeah.
Right? And then you end up hiring them, you know, a year and a half later. Yeah. Right?
I'm only here because I got your Christmas card this morning.
Right.
Yeah. Right? I was like, I got Matt's Christmas card. Obviously, Tammy wrote it because I could tell who it was from.
Ain't no chicken scratch with me, right?
I was like, all right, I'll come do the podcast.
So you want to have a good idea who they are, right? Yeah. You want to have a good idea who it is that they are that they're with, so that you can speak a little bit intelligently to the comparison between the two. You're not talking down about someone else, right? We talk about that all the time. You're not talking down about somebody else. You're just seeing how well you fit with what they need. Okay,
yes.
Which kind of brings us to that second one you talked about just a second ago, right? So who are you in the marketplace, right? What's your culture? And so you've got to figure out how people perceive your culture in the marketplace, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one thing to look in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm skinny. But then everybody else looks at you like, man, that guy's a little bit chubby.
Right. He's a little chunkeroody.
Right. So know your culture from your standpoint. But also know how everyone else outside the office looks
Absolutely.
At your office.
Absolutely. And the culture that you have is just a culmination of a lot of individual actions, right? And so it's not the one that you're stuck with for the rest of your life if you don't want it to be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to be realistic about where it's at right now and the direction of where it's going.
Yeah.
And that means you got to be hands-on with that, right? So
do you find out?
So you got to ask people, right?
Okay.
So part of you asking people is... is your vendors that you deal with, right, on a regular basis. Do you have inside or outside, you know, mortgage and title and all that kind of stuff, right? Do you have insurance guys you talk to all the time? Do you farm out your property management to somebody else, or do you do it within your own office, right? All these different things. How do other people look at you? Okay. So ask them, because they're going to, and tell them, say, listen, you know, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to look you eye to eye. We're going to be face to face. I need you to tell me the truth here. How do people look at me in the marketplace? You need to know that, right? Don't just have people tell you, oh, everything's great and everything's rosy and everything's fantastic, right? And this is difficult because a lot of times, and this has happened, I know this has happened quite a few times with brokers that we've talked to. The owners, you know, the owners hear what the agents want them to hear. The market might be saying something different. Not always, but sometimes the market might be saying something different. So it's really important for the owners to make sure that they know what it is that's going on in the market. Otherwise, if the owner feels like he's got a really good perception of what's going on in the market, because all the agents are telling him all this great stuff and all the staff is telling him all this great stuff, but yet the people in the market, the other agents in the market, are telling him something different, he's going to have a hard time understanding why you can't recruit as a recruiting manager. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like, man, you got the perfect situation.
Right.
Why can't
everything's rosy.
Why can't you just get people to come on and
why
be part
aren't they
of the
banging
party?
On the door? That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to make sure that you're realistic about that, right? Ask your staff. You know, you can do anonymous things, right? You can ask your staff to fill it out. You know, a lot of franchise systems, by the way, offer one of the things that they offer is this type of assessment on a regular basis, right? If you're in a franchise system and you've been in it any period of time at all and they haven't done that type of survey for you, reach out to whoever your business consultant is, and they've got a survey that they can send out, and it's going to give you a pretty good idea, because most of them, you know, guarantee that the survey is anonymous, which is what you want, right?
Yeah,
you,
it has to be.
Yeah.
Or you won't get the truth.
Right. And you got to send it to your staff too. It isn't just your agents, but it's the people that, you know, your W-2 and W-9. Got to send it to both.
Yep. So you got the people that you want to go after. You kind of know who you are. You've asked everyone else, am I chubby or not?
Right. Mirror says no.
So now you got to know what am I going to offer these people?
Yep. Got to have clarity.
Yep.
If you're not clear on what it is that you're offering, and you have a great list, and you feel like you know, and you got a really good culture in the marketplace, you feel like you got a really good grip on that, and then you sit down with somebody and they say, well, you know, you seem great. You know, I know a whole bunch of people that know you, and everybody seems to love being here and everything. Tell me a little bit about how you help out with leads. And you're like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, tell me how you help out with, if I'm going to get a waterfront property listing, how do you help out with that? How do you help out with my buyer conversion? How do you help out with whatever? What training do you have?
You're like, I'll get your first 50 business cards.
Right.
Is that
problems?
You good?
Right. I got to go. We'll take this from the last podcast. I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Tokyo Drift out of the parking lot. You got to know what you're going to deliver. You also have to know how you're going to deliver it.
Yeah.
Right? So if somebody says, do you do training? And you say, yes, of course I do training. We've got this whole training calendar. And it's this fabulous training calendar. And it's all that kind of stuff. That's incomplete in their eyes. Okay? Even if they don't know that it's incomplete, that's incomplete in their eyes. They're looking for a complete answer of how is this training going to be applied to my business?
Yes.
Okay? So what you have to do is you have to know how you're going to deliver that. So a suggestion would be, you know, if you're meeting with somebody and you're going through the interview process and you had a conversation with them and you say, well, you know, let's meet again on Tuesday, and they say, yeah, that's great and everything, and you would say something like, well, tell me a little bit more about, you know, what the biggest struggles are that you're having right now in your business. Then they come in and they sit down next Tuesday. I would break that back out and say, hey, listen, here's the six struggles that we talked about you having in your business, or the two big struggles and the things that I outlined that to the side that I think really impact those things. Here's the training classes that we offer, and here's the coaching that I'm going to help you have. I just wanted to go ahead and give you this before we started talking about whatever else it was that we started talking about, just because I wanted to make sure that you knew that I had solutions to what you said your problem was, right?
Yeah.
That's if you can't solve that during the appointment.
Yeah.
If you can solve it during the appointment and do that during the appointment, that's even better.
Superstar.
Right?
Yep.
But if you can't, you need to have that answer later.
Yeah.
Even if they're not meeting with you again. Okay? So Ben, it was great meeting with you today. And you're like, well, Matt, you know, I really need help with this. And that's the thing I really need help with. And I'm like, great. That's awesome, Ben. Can we meet next Tuesday? And Ben's like, no, I don't think so. I don't want to meet next Tuesday. So at that point, you know, he leaves. The next day, I send a nice letter out to him, right? Typed it up. It's on letterhead. And it's got the six classes that would help them with those things, and say, here's the classes that I feel my brokerage would help you with. These are classes that we offer. Plus, here's two at the board office. I don't know if you knew that the board office had those, or here's two that are whatever, or here's whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
But here's the classes that I think will help you on what you were saying you were struggling with. Yeah. They're going to get that. And even if they were like, nah, I don't want to meet next Tuesday, they're going to get that, and they're going to go, they're going to have a really good perception of who you are and what your culture is and how you want to help. All of those things are going to make a big difference to them if, for whatever reason, they have any interest in being with you or any interest in going to a different office, all of those things are going to stack up to make a difference for them so that whenever it comes time for them to make a decision, it's already been made in their head.
Oh, yeah.
You're not rethinking it. You're not starting over. You're not having to replant the seed. It's already in there, and it's been growing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're just adding logs to fire.
Yep.
So that's a lot about how you deliver.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about who's going to help you deliver too.
Okay.
Okay, because that's also part of this, right? So an agent also wants to know mm-hmm. that you as the broker are not the only resource. Okay, no matter what they tell you, right? Even if they say, you know, I've had somebody tell me before, I'm really independent, you know, I don't need much help. You know, that's why I've got to get this commission split because I really don't need any help. Yep. Guess who ends up asking the most questions? Or guess who ends up struggling the most with turning their paperwork in? Guess who ends up, right?
And so on and so on and so on.
And so, that's exactly right. So they have to know on the front end who's actually going to help with those things, who's going to help deliver that training. You also want to make sure, you know, specifically with their business, what it is that you're delivering to them mm-hmm. that can make their business easier. Not just what problems they're having, but what can actually help them think forward, right? So if you've, as an example, right, so say somebody's really productive and you talk to them and you're going to help them get some training on dot loops so they understand their contracts better and all that kind of stuff, all those things, you know, are going to be very beneficial to them big picture. But then if you also have a conversation and you say, well, you know, as far as it goes with database and everything, you know, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about your database because at some point, you know, you might want to sell your business and how everything is in your database is going to make a difference. And we could start cleaning that up now. So at some other point so now you're future pacing them, right? Now you're letting them know you might not want to do this now, but later it's another good reason for you to be here with me.
Yeah. So yeah, you're just stoking. What is that they call that?
Right, stoking the fire.
Stoking the fire. I was like, is this stoking?
Or smoking the fire. You don't smoke fire.
You're smoking the brisket. awesome. So anything else that you want to add from that?
So like we said at the beginning, there's a lot of different things that we could talk about.
Yeah, I wrote down the next podcast already.
Yeah, yeah.
From this one, I already wrote, well, not the next one, but, you know, the 10th one from now.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things here that we can dive in one by one.
Yeah, we will.
We should do that.
Yeah, we'll break it down. But so really quickly, the three things, you know, that you got to have, you know, before you start trying to set appointments. One, you got to have a good hit list, right? Make sure it's complete. You know, where you keep it, whole different conversation. But it got to have that list, all the who stuff. Don't forget to get information about the brokerage they're currently with, what they like, what they might not like about it. If you can ascertain that information before they show up. So who are you in the marketplace, right? It's got to be accurate. Not just who you think you are, which is important, not just the direction you're heading in, which is important, but who you currently are in the market and how other people perceive that, right?
Yep.
Got to come from your W-9s, your W-2s, the whole shooting match. And then clarity of offering, right? That means, you know, how do you deliver? Who's helping deliver? What can they get from the things that you're delivering? How can they get better at what they're doing? And how's it going to impact them now and in the future? All those things are going to matter whenever it comes time to have really relevant conversations with what's going on in their business. Before you sit down with them, that's all got to be laid out.
Yep, completely agree. All right, guys, if you are listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, any of those platforms, make sure you hit that follow button and follow the podcast. We really appreciate it. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you hit that red subscribe button and that bell right beside of it. You get notified every single time we drop a new episode. If you want to watch all these things in the same place, just make sure you go to prospectboomerang.com, click on podcasts, and you'll see all the audio, all the video, and you'll see a little box there to sign up for our VIP recruiting list. And we'll send you monthly tips, tricks, and hacks absolutely free straight to your inbox. While you're there, you might as well go ahead and sign up for a free account and join our free recruiting mastermind group. We do all these things, right? I sit here and I listen to Matt talk, and I come up with, like, that's a great topic for the next one. For one reason and one reason alone. What is that, Matt?
Because we just want to be part of the win.